producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Segment with Bill Bonner, best-selling author, researcher, economist. Get Bill's book, number1.com, if you want to be the first to get Hormageddon, How Much of a Good Thing Leads to Disaster. We're going to continue this discussion coming up after the break with Joel Skousen, looking at Ebola and more. But, sir, look, I mean, it's government prospectus, analysis, you name it. You'd write about this decades ago. Ron Paul would talk about it, as I said. People, oh, yeah, whatever, you're crazy. Now it's here. Or it's around the corner. I mean, it's getting close. No one can be in denial about this. Foreign governments are openly talking about it. Is there a way to have a soft landing, or is there any other points you think you should relay to people out there? Because I just don't know what all these masses of people, 100 million Americans on welfare, are going to do when things collapse. I mean, it just sounds like a science fiction time bomb.
Well, it's Armageddon. That's what it is. And it's what happens when you get too much of what was essentially a good thing. A little bit of government's good. A lot of it's disastrous. A little bit of credit's good. A lot of it's disastrous. A little bit of sugar's good, but you eat too much of it, and pretty soon you got the shakes.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's the same thing, and we're seeing a little bit of money, a little bit of credit, good, but you put in too much and you're going to have a disaster. And the story of the last half of the century and the story of our time, the biggest story of our time, is this huge, huge run-up in credit caused by the change in the money system. And that we're going to see play out in our lives in the next 5-10 years or so. I don't know exactly, but that is a story where it's not going to be very pretty. It's going to be very exciting. And I think everybody has to first protect themselves and then figure out, you know, how they're going to live through it, what kind of business they're going to be in, what kind of jobs, what kind of careers. And a lot of things are going to go away because there's just not going to be enough money for it. You know, we've seen our society now is supported on credit. When that credit goes down, and it always does because there's always credit goes through a cycle just like everything else. It goes up and then it goes down. And when it goes down, a lot of people who are depending on it are not going to be very happy. And those people, you talk about the 100 billion people, you know, getting welfare benefits, disability, and so on. Those people are going to be in a tough position, and they're not going to be too polite, I would guess. So, you know, you have to be prepared.
Absolutely. Here's my final question to you in the 2 minutes, 3 minutes we've got left. You see them collapsing the border, wanting the unskilled people here. Cloward and Piven, we know, is a Democrat plan to collapse the economy, to politically enslave us, and use the crisis to gain total dictatorial, totalitarian control. And we see Cloward and Piven use in other countries, Agenda 21. I mean, I understand they're mismanagers and out of control, but it's easy to burn a house down if you're getting the insurance. I see that as the mafia tactic, or in the back of the minds of the elite that are at least rationalizing that they've got some type of plan here. What is your take in closing on how it seems they're doing everything they can to exacerbate the collapse?
Well, I don't think they intend to exacerbate the collapse. I mean, they intend to hold on to what they've got. And what they've got is a system that's inherently corrupt, you know, where they live on this money. You know, the government created something like $10 trillion in this crisis in terms of guarantees and money printing and so on. I didn't get any of that money, but some people did. And those people are very, very eager to hold on to it. Some of them got little bits and pieces, like all those people who got disability, and some of them got lots of it, like the bankers. And all those people want the thing to continue, and there are now, you know, as I said, there are people, you could take a popular vote, and those people win. So, you know, that's not going to change. It's not that I don't think the elite consciously wants to see the system collapse so they can get more power. It's just the way it works. They naturally get more power as the system collapses because then they have more to work with. And they do, you can expect, just like every other time, the government to take more and more power and
wow. The
chief executive to assume more power. And people will be fed up with Congress because they think Congress is not doing anything, which it isn't.
So either way, it is what it is. We're in deep crap. People need to research, need to read the book to find out from an expert on some good ideas and listen to other experts as well. Bill Bonner, I hope you'll come back again. This has been one of the most amazing interviews ever. Thank you so much.
Thank you. It was my pleasure.
Let me say bye to you during the break. I'm really impressed.
A chemical spill contaminating the water supply in 9 West Virginia counties.
This year alone, over 300,000 people in West Virginia had their drinking water contaminated.
What are the health effects of having these drugs in our drinking water?
It's forced medical treatment without the consent of residents.
My friends, water filtration is one of the most basic actions you can take to protect you and your family from the harmful toxins of heavy metals in your tap water.
On average, the county says it sprays with the glyphosate at least once a week.
Few filters cut out the glyphosate that is found in water supply worldwide. Remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, hydrofluorosilicic acid, sodium hexafluorosilicate.
Fluoride, it is in tea, it's in coffee, it's in waters and breads and toothpaste.
It is our responsibility to protect our families. The establishment's not going to do it. It's time to take action. It's time to filter our water. Visit InfoWarsStore.com and use promo code WATER to get 10% off their entire family of incredible products. Or call toll free 888-253-3139.
Gold isn't for you?
Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources,
one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well. Free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
We are witnessing the old political order being slayed right in front of us. And even though the globalists have controlled the old order, they want to see it destroyed. Because out of that collapse, they will get even more power. And we just had Bill Bonner, who's an analyst you see on, you know, MSNBC, CNBC, you name it, best-selling books, basically saying what Ron Paul's saying, what Joel Skousen's saying, what I'm saying, what the history books say. And because of the technocracy and the plunge protection team and manipulation, they can keep this going a while. Maybe 2 years, maybe 5 years, maybe 10 years. But more and more, with the global destabilization going on and China threatening to grab islands from not just Japan but the Philippines and Russia with their bear bombers coming into Western airspace, and you got Soros and NATO trying to overthrow things, but then that empowers Putin. There's sophisticated double and triple games going on here. It is very sophisticated, and I don't think Russia is our hope, by the way, as many people do, because our kleptocracy is so evil. That, oh, well, this must be good over here. Like Russians under Soviet tyranny would think America was good. the long process of corruption that you see everywhere has just intensified. And then something like Ebola comes into the picture, and bringing the Ebola here, something I've never seen them do before publicly. The Germany, Spain, the U.S., putting them in labs that don't even have the highest level containment and security. The collapsing of the border by Obama and the globalists. And there are children, as Biden said, we'll play that clip. And ISIS being turned loose all over the Middle East, and proxy wars with Iran and Saudi Arabia. And I know they've war gamed this with computers and things, but I can just look at it and see chaos being turned out. And just incredible corruption and a unitary executive, as Ron Paul said 2 weeks ago on the show, no president in modern times has ever operated like this. Ron Paul believes a big event is coming closer. And there will be a chain of big events after that big event. But we had a guest on talking about road warrior type conditions being unstoppable sometime in the future when collapse happens. And I see government preparing for that while doing everything they can to selectively bring economic hardship to sectors they don't control while consolidating control in their hands. Not a new type of tyranny, but an augmented system of class, of discrimination, of globalist class warfare to unwash the masses, to dumb the masses down, to annihilate the middle class, to bring in Agenda 21. And it's a complex algorithm that they're using at multiple levels. And it's a lot of different sciences together and becomes an art form at the end of the day. A satanic art form is the only way to describe it. But I've studied enough to be able to see it, and it just absolutely shakes me to my core for society. I'm not even afraid physically for myself or even my children. I love them, but it is what it is. It's that we are so judged now that you can see the hedge of protection beginning to pull away from the West. You can see government getting away with things they've never gotten away with. So we got Joel Skousen for the hour. I appreciate him coming on worldaffairsbrief.com. JoelSkousen.com. He's the editor of worldaffairsbrief.com. And, of course, he was a Marine Corps officer and a fighter bomber in the Vietnam era. And he's the nephew of Klingon Skousen, wrote The Naked Communist. And he's been really out there tirelessly breaking things down. He wrote the best-selling book that we sell, Strategic Relocation, that I just have been all over the country. I mean, I live in the Hill Country, and just he knows everything about the Hill Country that only folks I thought in the Hill Country knew. And then other areas. I mean, it's really the book. We made a film with him, a presentation that's augmented last year. So the two go together. He also wrote The Secure Home, The Bible of a Secure Home. I've used a lot of the stuff in it. It's available, all three together, discounted or individually discounted, at InfoWarsStore.com. Or you can call toll-free 888-253-3139. I'm not even trying to sell that today. I just think everybody should have it. But where should we start, Joel? Because I want to get you on about Ebola and what a real bioweapon release would look like. Just the panic alone, not even the real threat of the pathogen. What you currently think of this, I don't think it's going to end up being that big of an issue, but it's a kind of a dress rehearsal, but we'll get your take. The Russia situation, the border, Obama, the unitary executive, you still think they want the incremental time plan another 3, 4, 5 years? I don't disagree with you. But at the same time, my gut and just all the indicators, where should we start first, Joel Skousen?
Well, thanks, Alex. First of all, I want to compliment you on articulating the complexity of analysis of this. It's not unitary. It's not one single thing is going to be the trigger. This is a massive implementation of power on multiple structures, from education to the medical, the control of the drug supply, the control of the free market in alternative medicines, to these foreign and domestic policies. But I think the one thing that I want to start on and emphasize is the absolute clarity with which people can now see that this government under Obama, and it's not because Obama, if you get rid of Obama, it goes away. You know, these powers, globalists control both political parties. But when you see that no matter how much the outrage in the country about this influx of youth from Central America and the still open borders that we have, they do absolutely nothing except to continue to do what they're doing, and that is to open car doors from Border Patrol are required to pick these people up, not arrest them, put them in the back seat, drive them to the latest relocation center, and then ship them all over the United States with their diseases. And the government is simply thumbing their nose at us. If anybody needed any convincing that this government isn't going to change, then that's it, in my opinion. You could pick NSA spying. It doesn't matter what they say about reform. It's not going to stop. It didn't stop years ago when they told us they were shutting down the total awareness system. I mean, we literally have lost the Constitution and the country. They just haven't started locking up most people yet. They don't have a sufficient crisis to do that. And I don't think any of these smaller crises are going to lead to that. I still believe, going to the big picture, that they're waiting for a major world war to justify the total crackdown on dissidents, of which this whole NSA system is really all about, building lists of dissidents, red, blue lists, you name it. They've probably got a dozen different lists that we're probably on, Alex. But the point that I've tried to make in strategic relocation is that, you know, people keep wringing their hands and saying, you know, this is really terrible. But they keep being driven by these false hopes, the false hope that a Rand Paul is going to change something, or that a new Republican president is going to suddenly turn this around if we just get Obama.
They would just blame the collapse on him or shoot him in the head.
That's right. Now, I don't think they're ever going to let even someone like Rand Paul, who has got some compromising problems, into the presidency. I think it's going to be a very controlled Republican. And
well, that's because they've been tapping his phone for years. They know he's just like his dad.
Well, there are some differences. I mean, he isn't as strong as his dad is on certain
points. No, I agree. He will compromise in politics a little bit, but I've known him since about 1995, and the papers have written about this and said, we know he's really like his dad. I'm saying he is a good man. He is a moral man. That's why they don't like him.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, even someone like Mitt Romney was bending over backwards to please the establishment, saying, let me into the presidency, and taking on every CFR advisor. They wouldn't let him in because he was a moral man and they didn't have dirt on him. I mean, that's how important it is for them to have somebody absolutely controllable in the White House. And anybody who thinks that Obama's sitting there at his desk making these decisions is fooling themselves. He takes orders. Just like James Jones said at the Munich Security Conference, we take our daily marching orders at the National Security Council from Henry Kissinger and Associates. Not suggestions, daily marching
orders. And I'm glad you mentioned that. That was like a year ago or so. We should pull that back up.
2009, Alex, 2009.
Well, time just warps past us. So 5 years, 5 years ago, I just can't believe it. It's just time is moving so fast that we take our orders from Henry Kissinger when he was heading up the National Security Council. It just shows how brazen they are. And like you said, now the evil is just out in the open. What is the point of that? Just to set the precedent and flaunt it?
Yes, they do have a lot of that. I mean, look at the CFR website. Still has that James Jones quote and his entire speech admitting to this conspiracy that Henry Kissinger controls daily the national. They still have it up on their website. I mean, that's as in the face as you get, and it's also very telling because not a single news media source has ever published or even commented on that. So they're very arrogant about the level of the control. What I was saying, though, Alex, is that people have to realize that even though we have to keep fighting, even though we have to keep waking up the remnant, we have to prepare for resistance. People have to survive what's coming. They have to survive the war they're planning to bring upon us, which is going to make 9/11 look like a picnic.
No, you're right. And you were saying that years ago, and now my brain is completely shifting into the understanding that this is all, we are in the hands of pure evil, and it's just going to get worse. God help us. I mean, we can try to get America to wake up and repent. We can try to change things, but we're in the hands of absolutely evil people who want to wreck everything.
And so people have to be prepared. I mean, they've got to, you know, a lot of people, and I do a lot of consultation about strategic relocation, and people say, well, I just can't leave right now. And I understand that. The worst thing people can do is get out in the boondocks without any financial lifeline and try to survive because self-sufficiency is expensive. But they have to look up to reality. It's not a matter of if you're going to have to get out of the big cities. It's a matter of when. So you have to take a certain amount of your resources.
That's right. We're going to go to break, Joel. Come back with that. It's like Matt Drudge said earlier this year, last year, I forget, might have been 5 years ago. Who knows? He said everybody should have an exit plan now.
Summer is here, and nothing looks better than tanned skin and white teeth. Hi, I'm Jonathan Greenhut, the CEO of Power Swabs. And if you want to have whiter teeth in 5 minutes, then try clinically proven Power Swabs. Power Swabs whitens teeth on average 2 shades in 5 minutes and 6 shades in 7 days. Better yet, it removes stains on natural teeth as well as caps, crowns, and veneers. Power Swabs is so effective that thousands of professional dentists have used it nationwide, and now you can try it without paying a visit to the dentist. Call to whiten your teeth in 5 minutes, risk-free. Plus, get free shipping and handling by calling now. 1-800-281-6805. That's 1-800-281-6805. I guarantee your friends, family, and coworkers will love your new summer white smile. Get your risk-free order at 1-800-281-6805. That's 1-800-281-6805.
It's time for a home security quiz. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $30? Yes, it's Fake TV. This year, about 1 in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. To get your fake TV for only $29.95 with free shipping, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Hey folks, this is Larry Crisp for BabyBoomerBackupPlan.com. I'm sure you know, this economy sucks. We all realize that the American economy is tremendously unstable right now and will likely get much worse. There's monumental debt, government bailouts, stock and real estate bubbles that are primed to pop at any moment, which can flush away most or all of your retirement savings. This type of movement has enormous consequences. Virtually zero sectors of the economy are hiring and workforce participation is at record lows. Financial trouble is right here at our doorstep. But if you move right now and develop a backup plan immediately, this could be the most profitable time of your life. Proportionally, more millionaires were created during the Great Depression than at any time in our history. Get my free report at BabyBoomerBackupPlan.com or call 888-507-8789 for my free report. 888-507-8789 and prepare to profit as history repeats itself.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Teenagers like me used to think our parents were just weird because they put their phones and computers inside those flimsy little fake leather cases. Then my folks both got a Blockit Pocket. Mom knows it keeps her safe from the phone's radiation. Dad knows it keeps his information private. I like my Blockit Pocket because it blocks hacking and tracking. Awesome. BlockitPocket.com has other cool stuff too. Huh, guess my parents aren't so weird. Get your Blockit Pocket at BlockitPocket.com.
You know, I've about these issues for a long time. And people say, oh, you're being a fear-monger, but you notice how much of this has come true. And under the North American Union, it basically says in the treaty they'll get rid of the borders with Mexico and Canada that Bush did up with Vicente Fox in 2005. But just like Matt Drudge tweeted, we'll put that up on screen here in a moment, that everybody should have an exit plan back in January of this year, January 28th, he said have an exit plan. Matt Drudge, at Matt Drudge, or at Drudge is actually how you get there on Twitter. The media attacked him for that. While governments all have exit plans, bodyguards, bunkers, weapons, food, we're not supposed to have backup generators. In fact, that's in the news all the time, demonizing people that want to be prepared. No, just be a swab, be on welfare, don't care about anything, whatever, it's fine. Joel Skousen's our guest. I want to talk more about preparedness, then I want to look at things geopolitically. But why would a Anglo-American elite want to have a dumbed-down, servile population? I guess so they'd be pliable. It's just that I look at all the things they're doing. What do you think the big strategic plan on 17% of the 60-plus thousand, you know, kids, or only 17% of the kids that have poured in and the adults that have poured in the last year, my concern is that it's meant to get an even bigger wave to come in out of Central and South America and use that crisis to bring in the next level of control. What do you think the big picture is about, Joel Skousen, on the border?
Well, ultimately, it is about watering down the politics of the United States, watering down conservative values, and also there clearly is going to be more and more draconian federal powers allocated to the government to supposedly take care of this border crisis, which the Obama administration has actually created. It's interesting, the Border Patrol says that the amount or percentage of Mexicans coming across the border is tapered as compared to Central Americans. And believe me, Central America is a cauldron of crime now. Guatemala and Honduras are incredibly unsafe now. People, Americans, just aren't safe. A lot of kidnapping, a lot of execution of businessmen in their cars as they drive to work. Forget about relocation to Central America. Even Costa Rica now is not going to be exempt over time. The old expat, live cheap, live safe in Latin America is going to be a thing of the past here within the next 5 years. So, but ultimately, I think it's a combination of things that will add up. Not that the border crisis will create complete social unrest. It won't by itself. It certainly is going to continue to overwhelm the system. And you know, it's purposeful, Alex. When in the Obamacare system, you know, they open the doors to illegals, the TSA opens and doesn't put any requirements on them to need any identification to travel around the country. And now they're enlisting churches around the country in order to take these poor little orphans in. I mean, the problem is we need to seal that border, and nobody's talking about that. We can't do any of that with Obama in office. He obviously won't do it, but we couldn't do it when Bush was in office. You know, that's when Congress authorized the money, and Bush refused to finish the fence. And what the administration did was increase the parameters of the fence to be so expensive and costly that they simply complained that they didn't have the money to do it. For less than $1 billion, you could put a double strand of 10-foot-high fence with concertina wire on it, and believe me, that's going to slow things down to a crawl that you can manage. But they won't do that. They want to spend $2 billion this year and $3 billion next year on humanitarian crisis that's going to continue to fester. So I think what's happening is that you take this into consideration with land use planning, putting everybody into high-density urban areas, making people more dependent on EBT cards through a continued bailout through unemployment compensation and food stamps. And what have you got? You've got a people totally dependent on the government. And as you carefully pointed out, they're preparing to get out of the cities. They have homes with bunkers underneath them. They have their escape plans. FEMA doesn't tell anything about fallout shelters. That's laughed upon by the media, even though that's the one thing that the elite know that they're going to need someday, because they know this nuclear war is coming on America. At least it's coming to the American military. I don't think Russia and China are going to strike American cities. They don't want to be viewed as the bullies of the world. They're taking down the bully of the world and striking the U.S. military. So I think people can survive what's coming, but they really have to prepare. And the government doesn't want people prepared. They want as much chaos when the major strike.
I agree with you, Joel Skousen. Stay there. We're going to come back, get to a bunch of the news, and take calls. Stay with us. We got callers from before earlier. We'll see who wants to talk to Joel. I'm sure most of them do.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
This is Alex Jones for InfoWarsLife.com. The latest in preparedness is now here. An electrically stabilized colloidal silver solution that can be added to both your home cabinet and preparedness pack alike. Concentrated to 30 parts per million in what has been dubbed the survival silver solution. The new InfoWars Life Silver Bullet Colloidal Silver is the answer for you and your family. And it's entirely free of toxic artificial additives that are loaded into many products. The InfoWars Life Silver Bullet Silver is so powerful that it is concentrated into a 2-ounce bottle and is not recommended for extended continual use. This is not a low-grade formula. We are working with one of the top laboratory manufacturers in the United States to bring you the best form of colloidal silver using electrical processes within a base of deionized water for your preparedness storage or your home kitchen. Purchase your bottle of InfoWarsLife.com Silver Bullet Colloidal Silver today and find other amazing supplements at InfoWarsLife.com.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
I know you can see me now, here's a surprise. I know that you have, cause there's magic in my eyes.
We've got your calls coming up. I appreciate the callers holding. Some of them were on that I didn't get to in the first hour. Then another guest came on basically the same topic we're discussing now, because that's what I'm concerned with. So I just tend to have guests on that can, like, try to get me to expand my understanding of things. And even if you think you know everything, talking to other experts, brainstorming, helps you focus on it and get the answers. So Joel Skousen is our guest. I want to ask him a few quick questions geopolitically, and then I want to start going to your phone calls. Briefly, don't forget, this hour is brought to you by MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex. I have storable foods in multiple locations. This is who I get it from. It's high quality, non-GMO, great customer service, last 20 years, in plastic boxes that are easy to move. 866-229-0927, MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex. I think something's wrong with you if you don't have water filtration and storable food. And I mean, even poor people should be able to stockpile something. Before stuff winds down. And even if it's 5 years away, 10 years away, I think it's a lot closer than that. Things are just, I mean, the slide is always happening. Things are degrading. You don't want to be caught flat-footed. And also, it's important to support this operation and your own health and yourself. We have the very best supplements with the highest quality ingredients that we could literally find, whether it's our colloidal silver, silver bullet, or whether it's the super male vitality, super female vitality that just takes natural herbs that don't mimic testosterone. They just get your glands working again, according to Dr. Group and others. I know it's done wonders for me. We've got the lung cleanse with scores of essential oils that are organic. They're just so good for my throat and lungs. All of it has really been life-changing for myself. You've heard the rave reviews out there, whether it's the nascent iodine, the X2 that comes from an ancient underground mind source that nobody else has. Just does amazing things for my glands personally. Check out the information behind it at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com. Or call toll-free 888-253-3139. You can also find all the great longevity products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine and others at InfoWarsHealth.com. And you can sign up for free auto shipping, sign up for auto shipping and get the shipping free, to be technical, at InfoWarsHealth.com. And also link through and find the new book by Dr. Joel Wallach, Epigenetics. And all of those purchases also help fund the operation. So InfoWarsHealth.com, InfoWarsLife.com, or call toll-free 888-253-3139. And everything is under one umbrella, the books, the films, the strategic relocation, the Patriot apparel to meet like-minded people and spread the word about freedom and anti-communism, anti-socialism, pro-Second Amendment, the Molon Lombay, all of it, Made in America right there at MadeIn1776.com or InfoWarsStore.com. You can also subscribe and get amazing weekly and news updates sometimes every day at JoelSkousen.com or WorldAffairsBrief.com. It's important to support all the leading brains out there that are not just analyzing what's happening, but then also going out and trying to warn others. So, Joel, I've been asking some of the questions here. There's a lot going on with Russia, China, the dollar, BRICS. Any other points you want to make on that or any other points before we go to phone calls?
Yeah, I do, Alex. Let me just cover, there's been a lot of hype on the net about BRICS bringing down the dollar with their own $100 billion slush fund for Africa. That's never going to happen. That's just propaganda. They're not putting $100 billion of their own money into something as long as the West is willing to throw unlimited funds at Africa. It's very interesting with all of the going to non-dollar transactions that has happened between the BRICS nations, the dollar has not changed hardly an iota on international markets, which shows how small that play is relative to the overall strength of the dollar. And part of the strength of the dollar is because all the other currencies are just as weak or weaker.
They've all been devaluing.
They've all been devaluated. They love dollar devaluation or dollar inflation because they can hide their own inflation under that dollar inflation and keep their level inflation relatively the same as the dollar.
But big things have small beginnings. I mean, down the road, as the dollar's devalued, won't the globalists try to bring out their new digital currency?
I don't think any of that happens until war comes, because you've got to have a global new government in order to have a global currency, whether it's digital or real, et cetera. And so that's one of the things they've got tucked into their war package. As soon as war comes, which war will take out most of the computer systems in the U.S. because of EMP and other strikes, and they'll have an excuse then to go to a new currency, but you've got to have a world government to govern it. And right now, you know, they've got to put themselves in charge of the world government so that they can manage that new world currency, which won't be any different than the rest. It'll just be a new beginning and an excuse to manage it on a global level. Relative to Russia and Ukraine, you know, I appreciate what you said about the many people on our side of the political spectrum, Paul Craig Roberts and others, who have mistakenly thought Putin's our hero, Putin's the salvation against our globalist warmongers, and he is not. Putin has just as much of a warmongering agenda as our globalist, and so does China. There are three major predator centers in the world, not one, and even though I think the globalists intend to give us this war. Russia's going to be eliminated in the long term, and then it's going to be the globalists versus China. But that's a different story. But it's a very important for people who understand the globalist threat not to think that Russia is somehow our savior or fighting against the globalists. He's all more than willing to let the globalists become the bully of the world to justify China and his strike on the West, which is coming. And that's why the probes of the Bear bombers, which there were 16 of those last month, they're probing our air defense system. It doesn't mean that war is imminent, but it does mean that there's a long-term agenda towards getting ready. As I say, Russia and China won't have their top-of-the-line weapon systems coming online until the beginning of the next decade. That's when I see the war thing loom, and I think they can keep this economy kicking the can down the road till then. And I fully view their moderate levels of inflation, that is, and I'm saying moderate is below 10%, the real inflation rate 6 to 7 to 8%. But we've lived with that for 20 years. We can continue to adjust to that as long as they keep it below 10%. And they will continue to bail out the euro as sure. well during this period.
Well, Joel, for me, the big wild card is a human awakening, people repenting. And I don't mean going to a megachurch and being, you know, taught name it and claim it mumbo jumbo, but really realizing we're in the hands of maniacal wickedness that just really wants to hurt life and really wants to play God and vandalize God's creation. Just basic evil. Even if people don't believe in God, I mean, you study these people, they are a bunch of devils. And so the devil's real, whether people believe the devils are real or not. These globalists operate like, you know, the mythical creature we've all been told about. And they just really are nasty. They make Loki look like a good guy from Norse mythology. And I want to go to these phone calls, but I want you to think about this and then answer at the end of the show, because I want you to really mull it over. If there was a big enough coming back to, you know, to God, people repenting, seeking God's face, you know, turning from our wicked ways, really realizing how much danger we're in. Now, I do see a huge awakening happening, but it's not fast enough. And people really got what was going on, that we could change things and we could reverse this. But there does seem to be like a fatalistic, this is the way it's meant to be. The big churches just say, get behind it. It was foreordained. But then they're not involved politically to fight evil, so they actually ate it. So it's joining with evil. And to use the Lord of the Rings analogy, it's like Saruman saying we must join with Sauron. You know, it's the new age. Well, I don't agree with that at all. I can't help it. Answer the question now. You can say more if you want later, but what's your view on that? I mean, there's got to be a way to get a Nineveh-type reprieve, because what happened in the Old Testament happened in the New Testament. And what happened then historically repeats again. We go in these cycles. There's got to be a way to get out of this.
Well, it's a tough question, Alex, because I don't think, in fact, that the world is going to repent, even though there is an awakening. It's very real. It's growing on our side. It's growing even faster on the other side. The amount of people corrupted. I mean, even conservative children, Christian children, the percentage that we're losing to the world each year is increasing rather than decreasing. We're not holding our children. And that's a lot because of the influence of public schooling. The vaccine requirement driving people into public schooling, all of this is very, very bad. So I view, and also, you know, I've been in this battle since the early 70s, and I was, I have watched every single major funder of true conservative, libertarian, Christian causes go by the wayside. It's almost like the Lord is not supporting those that would have us win. We're barely getting enough support to stay ahead, and yet they have tons of money growing on their side. And it isn't that the Lord agrees with them. It isn't the Lord doesn't love what we're doing. I think, though, that he knows that the laws of justice require, because the majority of wickedness in the world, there's got to be retribution for that. But at the same time, I think he's preparing a remnant to survive. I think that's why we grow the movement. I've stopped preaching winning the battle. The only winning that I think we can do is winning the hearts and mind of good people. So what I like is the division of society is that the good are getting better in a smaller minority and the evil are getting worse. And it's the clash of civilizations that the Lord, I believe, is going to let play out.
Well, undoubtedly, when the depression hits, when the war comes, when whatever, it is going to be hell on earth. I mean, if 90% of people were self-sufficient or were rural, most of them self-sufficient, in the depression and millions starved to death, Major University Studies show, that was kind of swept under the rug. If 90% is now flipped are urban, and of that, I know you're the big expert on this, correct me if I'm wrong, about half of those are self-sufficient. So 5% are self-sufficient. Now, I think about my grandfather. My dad's dad could literally work on any type of engine, fix roofs, plumb, work on electrical, work 18 hours a day if he needed to. My dad knows a ton more than I do. I mean, I'm literally a blithering idiot when it comes to technical stuff and gardening compared to my dad. He's not half as good as his dad was. I can't, and he's great at, like, you know, medical stuff and financing and things and work. He's good at worldly stuff. And I'm like a creature of the world. I know how to use a gun. I know how to fight. But, I mean, most men don't even know how to do that now. So it's just like a degeneration. Do you see what I'm saying?
Right, Alex. But 80% of those that are preparing are still urban. They're not rural. And that's the problem, is that they've got to make plans to get rural. I'm not saying that people have to leave right now, but they've got to make contingency plans to get rural and prepare to be self-sufficient in a rural, especially with Ebola raising its head. Like you, I don't think this is going to be a major imminent plague. It will happen later, but they've certainly introduced this into the United States. This is very dangerous. It is a very serious virus. It's not like anything else that we've seen before. Very hard to eliminate. But these things, you know, I think have been bioengineered. I think there's a patent involved with the Ebola virus. They're messing with fire because they themselves cannot be immune to these things as well.
Well, that's it. There's always a lust in the heart of the evil people that turn themselves over to it to push further and further till they destroy themselves. That's in basic criminology, and it's just so wild to see evil manifesting at this level.
Well, this is a satanic conspiracy we're dealing with, and Satan does want to actually kill billions of people in the world. There will be these kinds of, you know, and you have to have what sane person on earth would engineer these kind of viruses. They're not working for themselves. They're not working for just a mafioso type individual. They're working for the master of all evil. And I'm not saying at the common level they understand that, but the highest level of this conspiracy is directed, I believe, by Satan.
Yeah, these are people basically taken over by pure wickedness who are in love with death. And all those that hate me love death, Christ said. Let's go to phone calls here. Thank you, Jeff, for holding so long. You're on the air. Then we'll go to John, Michael, Hologram Boy, and others. Go ahead. You're on the air, Jeff.
Great, Alex. Thank you very much for taking my call. I've got an idea. You know, you talk about everybody out here that wants to wake up other people and get out and make your own internet site or YouTube page or YouTube. And what I think is, I was looking at your interview with Billy Corgan. It was like the day after Christmas, and he was talking about, you know, you could put all the facts and, you know, everything right there in front of people, and not everybody is going to be able to, like, grasp that or even accept it. I mean, did you agree with him?
Well, you know what? I don't think I fully understand your point. I mean, what are you saying?
Okay, my point is, in order to break past the, you know, everybody watching Ow My Balls on Fox and MSNBC, you know, I mean, when I see them discredit you, they don't have anything. Like, they don't show anything. They're just like, oh, or the government's coming.
No, I hear what you're saying. I appreciate your call. It's a great point. The enemy's propaganda is so dumbed down and so mindless. The propaganda itself is an artificial reality to keep people dumb from birth to where we intellectually can't even talk to them. It's like 1984, they're telling folks don't fly into different Asian countries with it now because the police state doesn't like it. I mean, it's like Hillary uses 1984 as an instruction manual. How do you deal with such dumbed-down culture? And I think, Joel, that's their secret, is that they just dumb everybody down and make them poor, and then people that are aware can't even communicate with them.
Well, there's another aspect to this, another dimension, that is that there is an innate soul in each person And many of those people are resistant to higher truths, to tough truths. They don't like them. You can tell that when you go out to talk to people. They just, their eyes glaze over. I don't want to hear this. You make me uncomfortable. And that's what we're dealing with as well. That's something that cannot be overcome by environmentalism, education, or otherwise. So I'm not a believer that we could reach everybody if we simply had the right message. We're looking for the people who sense truth, that sense that something's wrong. That's the only people I deal with.
Absolutely. More and more I've learned, just people want to laugh at you or whatever, just move on, triage them, move to people that want to hear the truth. There's so many of those, we could never run out of folks. We need to come together. I tell you, Joel, as bad as things are getting, it's nothing from compared to when this system really comes in. What are all the people going to do that have bought into the system going to do as it falls apart on them? Are they going to double down and worship it even more?
I think that they're going to be so, there's no other choice for them. They see that only government can save them. That's the beauty of the globalists bringing a nuclear attack on American military, is that everybody suddenly has a panic feeling in all over the world. If the U.S. military is gone, what are we going to do? And those leaders will come out of their bunker and say, we're coming to save you. It'll be a global militarized, we'll get band together, we'll throw out the communists, call it the League of Democracies, and we'll start all over again. You know, it's like socialism fails time and again, and yet what's their solution? More socialism. We need more control.
They never stop, and we can't either. But in the final equation, it's all about our test here on this planet. We'll be back with more calls.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Time and time again,
you need to come here and help us. We need assistance, please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You've been hearing about the in-home freeze dryer from Harvest Drive for months now. Have you invested in yours yet? As you know, we live in a politically and economically troubled time. You should be preparing for an uncertain future today. Right now is the time to start freeze drying your own food so you can become self-reliant and less dependent upon others. To invest in your own home freeze dryer, go to harvestright.com. Hurry, supplies are limited. Again, that's a home freeze dryer from harvestright.com. And be sure to mention this ad to save $200 through the month of August.
Next to water and food, you need a safe, storable fuel supply for your preparedness needs. Spare fuel is the answer. Spare fuel can be used in any gas-powered vehicle or generator. Spare fuel is perfect for any unforeseen out-of-gas emergencies. Unlike gasoline, spare fuel is safe to store with your other supplies, and it can be stored for many years. Go to GetSpareFuel.com for special pricing. That's GetSpareFuel.com.
Bill Bonner, the economist, was on earlier. He's got a new book coming out. It's getbillsbook1.com. And again, it ties into everything that our guest is talking about. The book is Whoremageddon. You can find it now, just now being offered. It's not even out yet at getbillsbook1.com or bonnerandpartners.com. I thought that was really important, so I wanted to plug that again. Be sure and check that out at getbillsbook1.com. Joel Skousen, I want to take more calls here for you. Let's talk to Michael in Oregon. You have a question for the guest? Go ahead, sir.
Yes, I heard something on YouTube about 2 days ago about the DTCC SGT report. Had a guest, Bix Weir, on, and it's for those that don't know, the DTCC manages the price of precious metals, and it's time for you to make the call, Alex. There is a short time. We have till August 14th before they shut the door on the precious metal price. And
you know, I know there's a lot of precious metal manipulation going on, but you know, I'm always seeing stuff out there on the web that, oh, this is imminent, that's imminent. I think metals have bottomed out. They might go down lower, but I mean, all I know is I have it as an emergency backup or emergency backup. Or for my boogie pack. Joel Skousen, your take on that?
Almost never do any of those internet warnings or projections about a set date when a certain collapse of a market is going to happen ever come true. I'm always suspicious that these things are disinformation. Yes, I agree with you. Precious metals are being manipulated, but it's a very complex process. It's not from a single one organization, and they're, I just don't think anything's coming down on the 14th.
I hear you. I appreciate that call, caller, Michael. Let's go to Hologram Boy, who's calling in from Wisconsin. Thanks for calling. Go ahead.
Hold on. I got. Okay. Mr. Skousen, I have a question for you, then a statement for Alex. Sorry, I'm in an attic. Hold on.
I'm going to have to let you go, bro. I'm sorry. You got a phone problem there. John in California, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hello?
Yes, sir. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, how's it going? I just wanted to say, you know, I was talking to my friend in the military, and she said, you know, they're giving them vaccines. They won't tell them what it is, and now nobody has a period there. There's nothing going on. It's like they just shut down their whole body system. And also, I wanted to ask Joel a question. What would you suggest to be prepared? I mean, I got the food and the water, the filtration systems, but I also have like a military e-tool. What else would you suggest?
Sure. I mean, I would buy his book, Strategic Relocation, and the film because, I mean, this is stuff I'm into, so I got him to make the film. Joel?
Well, you know, a lot of it depends on where you live. You know, if you're living in an unsafe environment, all of the preparations will only last you a certain amount of time. And that's why I think you've got to look at both those things, the physical preparedness inside the home, but where that home is. And ultimately, I believe because of the social unrest that's going to happen, everybody needs to have concealed, hardened safe rooms in a basement space. It's not that expensive to build, especially if you do it yourself. But you've got to be able to get out of the way of mobs of government searching for food supplies, stealing what you have. You've got to be able to hide and avoid confrontation. I think it's going to be essential someday to do that. And I cover that in my Secure Home book, as well as Strategic Relocation.
All right, great job, Joel Skousen. We'll be back, Lord willing, tonight, 7 o'clock Central Standard Time. Sorry to the other callers. And, of course, back tomorrow, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. The globalists are moving on all fronts, though, and they do not want this operation going forward. So pray for InfoWars and everyone else telling the truth. Until tonight, 7 o'clock Central.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
In the near future.
When you realize how fake it all is, the football, the basketball.
Security alert. This is Homeland Security. Analysis. InfoWars building independent media operations.
Let the worst people get controlled and tell us that we are the ones responsible.
Prime Directive. Discredit Alex Jones.
Jones is the wildly popular conspiracy theorist.
A popular conspiracy theory talk show called InfoWars.
Alex Jones is now in an Austin jail.
These people are assaulting us.
Targeting of patriots engaged.
They are never going to stop. They're never going to deviate from their program until we stop them.
Block free iPhone app at InfoWars.com. Block free podcast and video feed. Imperative. Destroy Prison Planet TV.
You gotta set your eye on the enemy, not worry about what propaganda they put out. Intellectually, it's begun. You can feel it.